WIRX, everything that rocks.
Good morning. 8:17.
Yeah.
I got more gangster intros. Or gangsta, I should say.
Gangsta. Yeah. No, but this is more fitting for us. Just a couple of
weeks. I'm going to make a DMX one. How about that?
I did love it. Do it. Make a DMX one. I don't know. Maybe you could get some.
What was the other one we thought of? It was the intro to Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, that's a good one too. Anytime you can put a tuba into something, it's gonna go well. Tuba, slide trombone, piccolo, whatever. It's gonna work. Anyway, we got to keep removing here, folks. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds of the biz.
What's up, Katie? Well, the small town of Ferndale, Pennsylvania, apparently doesn't offer much in terms of entertainment. So a group of teenage girls had to create their own, and it pretty much went up in flames. The four girls, ages 12 to 14, started a fire at an abandoned house and then broadcasted it on Snapchat.
God! No, you can't do that. 12 to 14, you should know. You're old enough to know that you just can't burn things down. My God.
See, I would expect this from a group of teenage boys, but not from a group of teenage girls. Could the anarchy, the
how about
beer.
That? Cash me outside. Burning a house down. God.
Investigators,
what are you doing?
Investigators say the girls, quote, placed a shoebox on the couch and then threw lit pieces of paper into the box that had been sprayed with an accelerant. When officers arrived in the scene, the girls told them they did it because they were bored. Sorry, officer, we were bored. We didn't have anything
12,
to do.
We're only 12 to 14. We can't get us in trouble.
The girls will appear in juvenile court where they'll be charged with felony arson, causing a catastrophe, trespassing, and endangering another person. That's just bananas.
So an abandoned house, was this like an old like barn back in like the woods, or was this like somebody just moved out?
It doesn't say anything like that. All I know is it was abandoned. I did a lot of stupid things as a youngster. I really don't have a leg to stand on. We set a car on fire at my parents' house.
Yeah,
so, you know.
True. Yeah. I think we lit a bat house one time on fire. There weren't any bats in it, by the way.
We're no better than these teenage girls, all right? We're just as bad. But
I never looked at a full house, though, and like, yeah, I'm going to burn that thing down to the ground. You know? Like,
not once. Not you. There wasn't once where you're like, oh, that'd be fun to burn down. No, you've never thought that?
Like, not for a second. They were thinking, like, my God, this is potentially could just be a massive fire.
Well, like most things.
A full house.
Most things that youngsters do.
People are gonna notice.
You don't really think it through all the way. I think that's the thing that gets adults so angry sometimes. Like me, I remember. It's just most of the times my dad and mom were like, they just said, what were you thinking? And my answer was, I really wasn't. I wasn't thinking.
I don't know. I was just in the moment.
Yeah. It seemed like a good plan. I didn't know the whole house was going to go up in flames. Who thinks of that? Come on.
Yeah.
Well, these girls definitely have a bright future ahead of them. By bright, I mean that's from the flames,
burning.
From the things that they start on fire.
A burning future.
We were bored.
Arson's not good. Don't do that.
We were bored.
Anybody out there listening?
Yeah, go steal something or I don't know. Just start burning stuff down. All right, that is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back with more.